الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله في خلق العالم ثم الصلاة على المختار في الأجل لا يصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النبي محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفن ابن القار اعظمه فطاب من طيبه القار والكفن روح الفدا لخبر انت ساكنه فيه الافراح وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الاحوال مقتحم. يا رب المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القران هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. وكما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting our actual talk, as per the command of our Honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Al-Fasdaq, Rahimahullah, Hazrat used to say, before every bayan, make muzakara, revise one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are our guidelines. In fact, one beautiful form Hazrat has said with regard to sunnah, and which Allah in His infinite mercy has made famous in the whole world. The Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, hey jannat ke raaste. Allah jalla jalaluhu se mila tujhe sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se mila tujhe sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? Following in the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah, this is the road to Jannah. In other words, any person who follows that way of sunnah, he will see he comes out in Jannah. And Allah se milatihi, a person gets connected with Allah by following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannah is faster, we have to live our whole life of the qabr, insha'Allah, Allah give us and all the recitals of the kalima, Allah grant us all jannah. But it's a long way still. And Allah, to get Allah, if we follow sunnah, now immediately we get Allah. And if we have got Allah, we have got everything. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of beauty. Allah is the creator of peace. Allah is the creator of sweetness. Allah is the creator of enjoyment. Everything Allah is the creator. So if you get the creator, you got all those things. So all we have to do is to get Allah Ta'ala. And the easiest way and the most effective way is to follow the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loves the sunnah so much that if you ever will come onto the sunnah, Allah loves those people also. So Allah made us that we can come unto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we shouldn't fool ourselves that I'm wearing topi, amama, adgar, kurta, beard, so I'm on sunnah. It is sunnah, alhamdulillah, we must make a lot of shukr for that. But it doesn't stop there. The actual sunnah in our lives that has to come, that is required also. Not only this outward sunnah, He also said very deeply deceived the other titles and the Maulana and the Hafiz and theirs and the Haji and the Tablighi and Guru Falta. All these titles, they also not going to help us. The reality has to come into us, may Allah bring it into all of us, inshaAllah. So one great sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sunnah, and here also, if Allah gives us all tawfiq, see for ourselves sincerely, how much is the sunnah in us? The sunnah of making salah. How much is the sunnah in us? We all came down to the masjid, ask ourselves, so how many are we sitting here, so many? There were so many more people, I wish have gone away for their reason. But did we make salam to anyone? And salam is to pronounce it properly, as-salamu alaykum. Not just to mumble in the bottom of our breath and we just nod our head. That is not the salam. Salam is to say, as-salamu alaykum. Ask ourselves, how much did we make? When we left home, ask ourselves, who made salams when we left the home? Also we have to make, when we came in the car, most probably, maybe few people came alone, but most probably most of us, there was somebody else. When we sat in the car again, did we make salam? There's come so much in the Hadith Sharif, that if two people are walking, and a tree comes in between, or anything else, and one goes from this side, one from this side, then we should make salam when we meet again. Salam should be so common. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make spread the salam amongst you. So salam is a very, very great ibadat of which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the making of salam is not just a greeting. It is a great dua. Like now, also after ourselves, we made namaz, the faras behind the imam, all the other namazes also, sunnahs, wajib, nafal, we made whatever. We made salam on this side, we made the salam. But if we make the intention of the angel who is here, in the faraz namaz, if we make a niyat of all who are on our right, and which side the imam is, we have made his niyat on that side also. When we make to the left, if we make niyat of the people, ask ourselves if we make that niyat. Or if it's just like customary, we just make salam in our thoughts or somewhere else. A little child also makes salam with you, and you don't pay attention to the child. You are talking with somebody else, the child also feels offended. These are the malaika, and they are writing our books. If the receiver has to come and check at our shop, our business, that how are we conducting our business, how are we handling our finances, we go out of our way to make him, to make them happy, that they give a good report. Yes, the malaika who are writing our reports for by Allah Ta'ala. And when we make salam, we don't even care about it. We don't even make the intention. So salam is a thing that really, unfortunately, has gone out of our lives. If we all come, Shafiqah rahmatullah alayhi has written, when we enter the masjid, we should make salam also. Any one of us make salam. If we hear anyone making salam, we don't make salam. And if we make that salam, all of us, and salam, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, the son of our illustrious Shaykh, we say that when salam was common in the Ummah, then there was peace. Salam means peace. There was peace. Peace from illnesses, peace from robberies, crimes, peace from fights and arguments, whether it's husband and wife, parents and children, neighbors, whatever it is, peace remained. And the peace, like Allah Ta'ala says about Jannah, Jannah will be Salamun Hawlam Ya Rabbi Rahim. And so that peace, Allah will give it here also if we make Salam. In our businesses when we enter, do we make Salam? We don't make Salam. There also, then peace will come into our businesses also. So the first point is this is Salam. And it's a basic thing. And very sadly, all of us have taken it for granted, I make Salam. Why must I be sure that I must make salam? But if we really just check ourselves, we are hardly making salam. And that, as Maulana was explaining, that umbrella of Allah's rahmat. And his peace is from Allah, but we don't have to come under it. We are going out of it. And this is, Islam is a simple, straightforward religion. very, very simple. And the basic things, if we do, we will see if we will be practicing on Islam and we get the benefit. Many of us, Allah forgive us, protect us, we think that Islam is not giving us the solution. That we are suffering, the Muslims are suffering in the world. Everywhere there are problems, Muslims have got problems. The thing is that we got Islam. We haven't got the Salaam, which is one of the very basic things. And the Salaam is such a beautiful greeting, Tahiyyatan min indillah. It is from Allah Ta'ala the Salaam. Mubarakatan tayyibah. It is a Salaam that is filled with barakah. It is a pure, beautiful greeting, pure greeting. We find purity in our homes. Our children today, we got problems all of us. The real problem is really us. It's not the children's problem, it's the parents' problem. So we just blame the children, it's easy to blame them. But the real problem is us. So if we will make the salam, whether it's us, whether it's your children, please will reign. So this salam, may Allah give us tawfiq, we make it really. Think of it. And the person who will start it at home, really, you'll see if you want to start it, you'll be shy also. If you go home now, you make loud salam, wife will also wonder. What's happening today is making salam loud. Till today he never made. One person when he was leaving home, he made loud his salam. All the children gathered. Oh, today what is he going to die? Why is he making today? He never made salam. Because we are not used to it. It's a thing that unfortunately, whether Islam was Hariba, was a Yahudu Ilal Horaba, that Islam started like in a different, today we bring Islam, everyone will wonder. Today it's making salam, loudly, and salam is to be so common, as I said, when we walk and a tree or something comes in between. In our terms and times, it translates into, two of us are walking to the car. We came from home together, father and son, two brothers, whoever it was. And when we get in, one person sitting on the driver's side, one on the passenger side. Again, we should make salam. If we will make that salam, really, we don't have to worry. There will be peace. We don't have to worry of hijacking. We don't have to worry of accident. We don't have to worry of anything. Then Allah has put that peace. But we don't do all that, then we have to face all the consequences. And we have to go through so much that we are prepared to go. Now it's an accident, now there's a court case, now there's a claim, now it's to sort out this, now it is a panel beaters, now it's fighting arguments with the panel beat. A long story which can be all, we can be saved from it by just making silence. Eh? What a beautiful, but it won't make sense to us. If we talk of mistakes of insurance, yeah, this Maulana is talking right. Today, the conditions are such, you must have insurance. But the insurance of peace, it doesn't make sense. Eh? Unfortunately, we have to check our iman also. Anyway, this is a whole subject on its own. And again, salam is not only the salam. What a great thing peace. If what will it cost us if we just make a full salam? Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace is more than enough. But Allah gave us a greeting, wa rahmatullahi. Allah's rahmat. And to get the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, you have got everything. And not only that, wa barakatuhu. It's barakat also. Our Shaykh rahmatullahi used to say, as-salam is the singular according to Arabic grammar. Wa rahmatullahi is also singular. But وَبَرَكَاتُهُ is the plural. And how many of us, how we put it also, وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And we make it مُلْتَحَلْ جُمُعُ. That's the big jama we make it. So in any case, and who doesn't want barakah? If you want barakah in your business, you want barakah in your home, start with the salam. Guaranteed, no doubt about it. The greeting, and make it that this is the greeting from Allah Ta'ala. The greeting which is imported from Jannah. When Adam was in Jannah, Allah sent the Malaika especially to go and greet him. And then taught him the whole salam. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then told him, this is your greeting and the greeting of your progeny also. So it always is an important greeting. And also, unfortunately, we are praying that it is. And for what have we prayed it in? I have got a car, 2015 model. If I want to pray it in, I'll buy a car, 2018, 2019 model. Not a 1980 model. Right? But we pray it in the salam for Helen. And what is hello really? If you analyze it, hell, no. If you are telling the person, you go to hell. Where is assalamu alaikum? And not only hell, no, the lowest part of hell. And he also gives you the same return. You also hello, you also go to hell. Or it is hal and it is hal. What is that? Allah has given us the most beautiful greeting. Allah give us tawfiq to bring us into our life. And also sadly on your gentlemen, when we ask the question, ask any mufti, if you say hello, what's wrong? And many of the muftis, ulama will say that this has become a common greeting, so it's no problem, you can make it. You're not meaning hell, and you're not meaning low, and you're not meaning all that. But why don't we reply, Allah has given us such a superior greeting. Come on to that greeting. Why not we go for the lowest thing and we find some argument to say this is all right? Why don't we come on the mizaj of deen? What deen wants from us? And why deprive the people of Allah, rahmat and Allah, and the shi'ar of Islam? The salah is a great sign of Islam. Today, I commonly say there are only two people, analyzing generally, who make salah. Like if you go, many have come from Hajj, Makkah, Medina, Sharif, ask ourselves, do we hear salam in the Haramain? You go to the Haram for Namaz, do you make salam to anyone? Does someone make salam to you? There also it's gone, it's not there. And very, very sadly, the takeaway, tentatives and all that, they work, and also at the reception in the hotel. Those people who are working there are trained. When you finish your work, goodbye, good night, have a good night. One person, Abdullah Saud, very good person, Arab, he says he bought something from one of these places, and that person says, bye, good night. He says, no, salam. That person, they sort of had a check for a wife. That person was not just giving in their training that they must not make salam, they must do all these other greetings of theirs. So, everywhere, and who will make salam when we in the Haramain? It is when the person makes salam to you and he makes it loudly also. And when you reply also, the next thing he will tell you, I lost my passport, I lost my wallet, somebody stole it, and I'm in a desperate condition, can't you help me? That is the person you hear salam. Otherwise, you don't hear salam. Yeah, in our shops and businesses, ask ourselves to hear. Maybe whole staff is Muslims. Maybe our business is such that we're dealing more with Muslim people. But ask ourselves, 8 hours at work, do we hear one salam also? And if we do hear, whose salam we hear? Which is also crystal clear, is a collector. When a collector comes in, assalamu alaikum, then we know that somebody has come here, he's collecting. So it's salam here for collecting and begging and telling people our sad story. But salam, such a beautiful greeting. But today we have divorced ourselves from Allah. We ourselves voluntarily, we are so to say, we don't want Allah's mercy. We don't want Allah's rahmat. We don't want Allah's barakah. And Allah has given it to us. May Allah give me and us all the time. The subject on the month of Ramadan and the Quran Sharif. What great, great manhood Allah Ta'ala has given us. Also, maybe some of us have said that we take this month also like a burden. Oh, now it's here again. Some of us say we'll get over it somehow. We will reach there, we'll reach Eid, we will keep our roza. Tarawih also will then. Really, Ramadan is something that we should look for it with great enthusiasm. On an Athani Rahmatullah, we've listened to this one incident. Hopefully, it's not with us. That in one village, one day, Imam Sahib told the people, this is the mind that was created, made in the people. Ramadan is coming, you will die hungry now, you have to stay hungry all the time, and then 20 rakats tarawih, 17 rakats isha, 37 rakats at night, you have to get up early, make heavy again, very hard. So the people thought, Ramadan is a musibah, is a problem, where is this Ramadan? And ignorant people, so they asked Imam Sahib, where does the Ramadan come from? So he said, from the western side, because the moon rises in the west. All of us, we go and look for it in the western side, as many of us are not aware that we look for it. Now we don't even look for the phone.
for the moon, we look at our phone all the time. No more also that we worry about the radio also. The message that comes on the phone. We are deprived of another great sunnah of looking for the moon. Allah give us all tawfiq that at least on the 29th night, go outside personally. Listen, 1-2 minutes, look at this, fulfill the great sunnah of looking for the moon also, for the moon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, press, look for the moon on the 29th night. Don't now make the sunnah of the cell phone. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, we say from the western side. So the people went out on the western side when that Ramzan came. Round about Maghrib, just before Maghrib, round about Maghrib time. Yeah, Ramzan comes, that's the time we look for the moon. So the people went out and looked and they saw one person coming on a camel. So this is this Masih Ramzan. And he's the one that is going to now not let us eat. He's going to keep us awake at night. We have to make so long tarawih and so much namazim. And then one of Christ's parts is, let's first make sure he sees Ramzan, ask him his name. And it so happened that his name happened to be Ramzan Ali. So say, he is the problem. So they started hitting him because of, and the ignorance in the ummah, whether it is ignorance of people who we say are ignorant, or whether it is me and you also perhaps, we are still so, we are ignorant of what Ramadan is. We are ignorant of what Salam is. We are ignorant of our basic things. Ask ourselves, we most probably all of us said our supper. Who of us say to yourself, I said Bismillah when I started eating. While I was eating, did I say Alhamdulillah? After I ate, did I read the dua, even just Alhamdulillah? Allah filled my stomach. I was hungry. And Allah made the food to get digested. Allah gave me the enjoyment. My taste buds were in order. How many people, there are people who are ill, and the taste buds are gone. They eat a wonderful biryani, no taste. They have wonderful herbs. The fruit salad, no taste in their mouth. We all enjoy those ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time, one person, a small boy, was leading that elderly person by the hand and brought him to the shop. Made him sit down. And when he sat down, then he asked one person, Yusuf, for example, how are you? How's your parents? How's your brothers, etc.? He replied, Ismail, how are you, etc. Somebody asked him, uncle, when you take a small boy baby, so from that we understood you are blind, because you couldn't find your own way, the little boy that you need. But then you knew who is Ismail, you knew who is Yusuf, whoever. So then he explained, the problem is the fluid in the eye has dried up. So by the lips, they just remain down all the time. So I can't see. While I'm walking, I can't open the lips all the time. But when I sat down, then I opened them with my hand. Then I saw it is Ismail sitting here, it is Yusuf sitting here. So just the fluid on the eye, if we even ever perhaps hold like that, if we think that it is there, it's necessary, it's a ni'mat of Allah. Free of charge Allah brings to us. What ni'mat? Did we say one Alhamdulillah for all the ni'mat which Allah has given us? Do we ever think of Allah's ni'mat which Allah has given us? One person, he went to overseas from Pakistan, America or Europe, wherever, for some treatment. He came back, he informed the people, I'm coming back, he came to the airport to fetch him. He came on the house on a wheelchair, he was ill, and then he greeted them, they greeted him also. Then he made like this, they saw him, so he wants something to drink water. They brought water for him, he took out the tablet from his pocket, he put it in his mouth, he drank the tablet. Then he started speaking. He says, you for me, I was ill, I went for treatment, but something went wrong. Oh, another illness started there. Now, the spit, saliva in the mouth is dried up. Now, when you, sometimes we might experience, especially a sugar patient, the tongue becomes not only dry, hard it becomes. And to even speak in Ramzan, more a person feels it. Now, you can't even pronounce, a good fire also can't pronounce these words properly. If the tongue is dry like that, you can't. So now my tongue has gone dry, there's no sweat. So I can't talk also, I can't eat also. This tablet, I have it and it's last the effect of it for 15 minutes. This is perhaps 50, 60 years ago. And one tablet, $50. And then for 15 minutes to speak, $50. Somebody calculated it, if you want to, for the 24 hours, what a huge amount for what are you paying? For your sweat, your saliva. If any of us think that the sweat in my mouth, what a nemet of Allah Ta'ala. Hey? Today we just spit out in the basin, sometimes on the ground, anywhere, whatever, we just spit out anything. But what a nemet the spit is, if there isn't to live, not only that, to digest the food, Allahu Akbar. Hey? The Hakim have said, it is not a dini masala, but our health is just to do well. That when we eat, then it spits here the saliva, mixes with the food, and it helps you to digest. But when we have cold drink, we have juice, etc., up to about 10 to 20 minutes after meal, if we have it, then that does not allow the food to get digested. And then it just goes through like without doing the work, what the work has to be done. So just that spit alone, what a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, let us understand his innumerable ni'mat. It's unlimited, Allah ta'ala's ni'mat. Once a family member was ill in hospital, I went and visited him. And when I came to the door of his ward, his young son, married person, ran to me. And he said, Maulana, today is very first time he ate with his own hands after so long.
Allah.
We all have eaten, but as if you have, think of it as a nanda. And in eating, all the joints were in order. If there was a temple somewhere, a cut somewhere, we couldn't eat. And then not only that, the elbow joints also. What a great nanda, this elbow joint. If there wasn't the elbow joint, and our hands were straight like this, try your best to eat, to bring the food, all these joints are in order. You took the food in your fingers, and you and now try it without bending your hand. Try and bring it to your mouth. You can. Or try to take your mouth to your fingers. Hey, what should we do? And if you think that I'm just making up a story now, and you people have to listen to me, then go home and try. The Guru is right in front of the wife. She said, now which Maulana came here and he laid charge on my husband, on my son. What is he doing like this? So go in the bathroom and close the door and put off the light. And today there are cameras everywhere, so that children in the bathroom they are like this. And if somebody catches you on the camera, that you are doing this, or you are doing this. But you can take it for granted, you can try it after you go home. You can try your utmost system. Who gave us this system? And there isn't one joint, 360 joints. How many people need joints they've got at all? One little disc in the spine, one joint, something is gone wrong. You're sitting with a big problem. Who is what? But we don't think of Allah. We don't make shukr of Allah. We please Shaitan, who is our enemy, and Rahman, who gives us everything. We don't even think of his command. Allah gives us tawfiq. So this month of Ramadan, which is coming, Allah Ta'ala, is Shahru Ramadan. It's a great, great month. It's a month of Ramadan. Like we come home and we tell, it's wedding day today. We come to eat today. We on Eid morning, as if the wife doesn't know, we come, how to eat Mubarak. Today is Eid. She knows it's Eid. Everyone knows it's Eid. But for the month of Ramadan, who of us are so keen for it? And we almost make dua to Allah, Allahumma sallim dali Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan wa dana. It's a 17-hour moon. It's a very crucial time. If they're seen, it cannot be seen also. And hope that we don't have different mistakes they got in other countries. Where in one house, three Ramadan starts on different days. Three different days. Eid on three different days. We've been saying of this for many, many years. Those who are older, they remember before, when there wasn't all the phone system, now whatever technology has taken us to. That time, somebody sees the phone for the moon, for example, in Kimberley, and the decision was made here in Joburg, and we needed the witnesses, etc. Phones were not so easy also to connect in those days. No cell phone, the landline, and so before that, you had to go through the operator in order to make your connections, etc. It wasn't easy. Then also there were problems, different ways, Eid, etc. The hope that, this is what I was saying, that we also got ignorance, a modern ignorance. That was the ignorance of darkness. This is the ignorance of brightness. We also should be the same position. So Allah save us from that, and Allah put it in our heart that we all wish that the moon is lighter from Sunday night. So all of us, we have this capacity of hope. We don't sleep on Sunday night. And we're not even interested. Monday night, first of all. And for the end of Ramadan, we want it to be 9 days. Even if it's a 5-hour work, I hope somehow somebody can do it. Then we all want it. Anyway, Allah put that in our heart that the month of Ramadan is an honorable month. The month which Allah Ta'ala prepares the beautified Jannah from the beginning of the year, from Muharram. 8-9 months in advance. From Rajab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam starts making dua for Ramadan. From Rajab and Shaban, out of preparation. So he says, it's not a month of any command of Allah. When it is La ilaha illallah, what a great name of Allah has given us. If there wasn't, it was na'udhu billah, if we did not have that, then we would be worshipping idols. And for water, rain, this idol. For children, that idol. How many you going to go? How many idols you going to go to? Unfortunately, we've got La ilaha illallah. But how many of us from this army to that army? Not only that, from this Sangoma to that Sangoma, we who are the disciples of Kalima. And sometimes a person who talks, of La ilaha illallah, but when he goes from there, he's going to a Sangoma. He's going to this Sangoma, he's going to that Sangoma. And then we do some witchcraft also. We do jadu also, what and what? If we get the reality of La ilaha in the Quran, it's very explaining. A slave who has to listen only to one master. How fortunate is he? And a person who has to listen to 10 people. What is his position? And we know many places it happens, our work is there. Who must I listen to? To the father who is in the business, or must I listen to his son? I can't listen to 2 people. I need one boss. Allah has made one Allah that we only turn to Him. And if that reality comes into us, we don't have to worry that my wife will turn against me. We don't have to worry my boss will be against me. You please Allah. If you have pleased Allah, everyone Allah will make them pleased with you. And if we don't please Allah, Allah will make me. One wuzur says, I know exactly when I have committed a sin and Allah is unhappy with me. How? That I see my animals also are disobedient to me now. They are not listening to me. My workers, I say yes, they are always good, but today I don't know what happened. One sheikh in his khanqah, when he came to have his majlis, the people were shocking, making noise and very, very disorderly. So he said, Hadrat, this never happened before. Whenever you come, everyone with respect and they listen to what happened? He said, I couldn't read my wazifa technique. What I have to read, my ma'amulat, how much I have to read, I couldn't do that. They immediately said from the people. So everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah has given us a great and honorable month. It is a month in which, if we look at it from a reformation point of view, there couldn't be a better time than this. You go to any khanqa for 50 years, 60 years, 1 month of Ramadan is spent in our own masjid, but spend it how a khanqa is supposed to be spent. That is, the permissible things stay away from them. The permissible things, we stay away from food, which is halal, 100%. We have got access to it. It's there in the freezer, it's in the fridge, it's in the pantry. More than enough to eat. We stay away from our wife. She's 100% halal for us. We stay away from her also. We stay away from drink. Some of us just can't do without our sherbet, our cold drink, our nurse. But Ramadan, we stay away. How many a person who is a smoker, but whole day he doesn't smoke? Sadly, he opens his roza with the people. And he destroys everything what he has gained. But whole day he doesn't smoke. He can't even smoke if he wants to. We stayed away. Smoking is another subject which is harmful, totally harmful. It's detrimental to the health also. But anyway, how many halal things we stay away from? So when we could stay away from halal for 1 month, 30 days, and during the day, not the night, then what is it difficult to stay away from haram? We spend our Ramadan and we fast, not we stay hungry. Hungry to stay hungry is something else and to fast is something else. If we fast, and fasting of the eyes also, of all haram, stay, keep the eyes away from them. Fasting of the tongue also, of all haram of the tongue, stay away. Fasting of the mind, all bad thoughts, fantasizing, all those things, all looking down upon people, passing remarks about people, gossiping, that also we have to stay. We stay away from all and we keep a proper roza, the month of Ramadan, and our Eid will be made in the sense that a person was a diabetic, for example, he went for a treatment and he got cleansed of it completely. Or more effective example, a person, one person in a family, Allah save us all, is an alcoholic, is a drug addict, is jahannam in this world for the whole family. Not only for that one person, the whole family. But he got cleansed. He went for 50 days treatment of Ramadan, he got purified. And now it's like jannah for the family. Now we're living with that person, mashallah, he's clean. All the drug habits of his and his alcohol habits and his other filthy and dirty habits, he has given it up. What a wonderful life, not only for him, but the Ramzan is a month that all our, we got worse than drug habits as far as spirituality is concerned. We got worse problems than being an alcoholic also. But sadly, we don't seem to recognize it. It's there. Our mind, our eyes are filthy, our minds are dirty, our hearts are full of dirt. And this is the month to cleanse it. So if we spend it for that, which is the main month. And then the side effect of that, and these side effects are good, they're not bad. Side effects of medicine, one person, doctor gave him medicine, and they were square tablets, so he was breaking the corner. Ask him, what you doing? I'm breaking off the side effects. So anyway, the side effects of our medicines, we know what we are there for. But the side effects of roza, we do it to gain taqwa. The side effect, your body will be cleansed. Roza, not what Muslims have said, not Muslim doctors, not Muslim psychiatrists, non-Muslim dietitians, non-Muslims, that is a great cleansing process for the whole body. For the heart, for the kidneys, for the liver, for everything. Roza is such a thing, a side effect, your physical body gives you benefit also. What is spirituality, the taqwa that will come, that will come to us. Many of us, for us, Ramadan, especially our ladies, is a lot of ibadah. Ramadan is a month of ibadah also. And the ibadah in this month, how Allah gives. So a person reads Quran Sharif, for every letter that he reads, if he reads without wudu, we can't touch the Quran Sharif without wudu, must have wudu, but we can read of memory, we can read Quran Sharif, for every letter we read, 10 sawabs. Surah Fatiha has got about 150 letters. Multiplied by 10, 1,500 sawabs. And really, one sawab is enough to take us to Jannah. And here we can gain, but we think, what is, from here to wearing our shoes, we can read 2-3 times Surah Fatiha. How much we can gain? And you read it with wudu, 25 sawabs. And you read it in namaz in a sitting position, for every letter, 50 sawabs. And in a standing position, 100 sawabs. And this shows that this hadith is referring to a nafil namaz. That nafil, you can sit and read also. But if you don't have a valid excuse, you can't sit and read it, you must stand, make your ruku, make your sajda. So a nafil namaz, for every letter of Surah Fatiha, if you are standing 100 sawabs, 150 times 100, so how much is that? 150, 100,000. Yeah. Take up the phones. Add 2 and 2, we need the phones. So how that sawab you will take? And Allah to Akbar. Whole life, nafal namaz. Tahajjud, Ishraq, Awwabin, all other nafal namaz cannot compare with 2 rakat of Farz namaz. Which refers to Farz, the only Farz is 2 Fajr. If the whole rest nafal cannot compare with this. So if we get it so much sawab, and in Ramadan, every nafal becomes a value of a Farz. Every Farz is multiplied by 70. How much it has become? Then again, when Laylatul Qadr, Sayyidun min alfi shahr, the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr, the ibadat of the odd night, this is a month to find it, so to say. Really for our akhirah, this is the time that a person, Allah give me all tawfiq. And look at our ulama, Allah rewarded, they had understood deen. They were great efforts in Bandiya Darul Ulum. And when the month of Ramadan came, they loved the Darul Ulum. Now, ibadat of Ramadan. Now no was otherwise the ibadat of ilm, acquiring infatic, what a ibadat. We can't imagine what a great thing. And those ulama who are engaged in teaching, whether you are teaching small children, whether you are teaching alif ba ta ta, whether you are teaching whatever, many things you are teaching, you are giving bayan, you are going in jamaat, you are making good, being you are spreading, this can be a greater ibadat than that. But the ulama, our ulama, the month of Ramadan came, they blocked the darim. Because the ibadat of the month of Ramadan, the two you can't do, مَا جَعْلُ اللَّهُ لِرَجْلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي الْجَوْفِ. You can't do two things at one time. So now Ramadan is ibadat. Such a great ibadat, now you only engage in Ramadan. So Allah, from an ibadat point of view, then it is the month where du'as are accepted. And how du'as are accepted? Allahu Akbar. From the time Rosa starts in the morning, that is the very time finishes now, there, from that time until the time when Rosa opens up, that is iftar time, the whole day Allah commands all the animals, birds, insects to say Ameen on the dua of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Malaika who are carrying the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, they are also hearing the praises, and so beautifully in chorus they praise. Allah says, you also stop that praising me, you stop. You say, Ameen on the dua of the Ummah. And who hasn't got needs? As Maulana explained after Asr, what dua is. And Ramadan is the month. And all other things, as also Maulana Abdul Rahman explained, that dua is the thing that will sort out our problem. And here is the month that our dua, I know what the standard I am. I know I'm the most not rotten of rotten. Every day, finish, there is nothing in me. But in Ramadan, when all the insects are saying Ameen, the birds are saying Ameen, the malaika are saying Ameen on their dua, dua is actually accepted. And then from the time of iftar, as soon as that one shift is finished of that, now Allah Himself asks, what do you want from me? You want help? You want your problems to be solved? You got a problem with your wife? You got a problem with your son? Then I'm asking you, I will sort out your problem. So what a month of you are. What a month of taqwa. What a month of the byproduct of taqwa. Bodies will get purified. What a month of ibadah and the sawabs of ibadah. What a month of dua being accepted. And all our problems return to Allah Ta'ala. We are dirty, we are filthy. But Allah said, you ask me. And Allah is kareem. And what is one meaning of kareem? Kareem, muhadithin have explained that it is that is being kareem. That even on the people who don't deserve to get anything, he gives them a job. Yeah? Like you employ 5 laborers to work for you. You told them, I'll pay you 100 rand for the day, 200 rand for the day. One person was there and he's disturbing them from their work, talking with them, giving them cell phone to talk, giving them some dhaka to have also, while they are working. Oh, they're causing trouble. But when the pain can come, he's working with them. You didn't employ him also. But Kareem is that being? He said, okay, you said it, you also. Is there any human being who will be there? The most gracious and kind human being, Allah, our Allah is that Allah. That you came in life, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. When inheritance is shared out, then Allah Ta'ala says, when the person comes and he thought he's also going to get, but he doesn't get a share. He also came, Allah says, give him. So kind, who of us will give a person? We don't want to give the wife to her share. We don't want to give the sisters their share. But Allah Ta'ala says, when that person doesn't deserve, and he came also, make him also happy. That is our Allah. So, and in the month of Ramadan, Allah's rahmat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's generosity knew no limit in the month of Ramadan. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Rabbul Alameen, what is his generosity in the month of Ramadan? Every night Allah sent millions of people free from the fire of Jahannam. The last night as much as he sent during the whole month, so much he sets free from the fire. And me and you, Allah forgive us, that we have made everything khutte kulhari se khutte paoka. We have cut our legs from going to Jannah. We have made our abode in Jahannam. That this is the month that Allah sets free. People who are destined to Jahannam, Allah sets them free. You go, what a month Allah. This is not a month to pass time. Our Shaykh states that those who want to fast time, praise time.
How many of us in Ramadan?
To fast time we'll go for the child. To fast time we'll go and do some shopping. Just to fast. Okay, we are short of time in Ramadan. You just want to do your basic what you want to do. You find you can't manage it. You feel guilty. It's time I can't do my basics also. And you haven't wasted time. Time is short, but we've got time. Entertainment. There's no time for entertainment for a Muslim. Whatever type of entertainment there is, to answer it, to answer it, how it analyzes us, how it scans us, and how it does our x-ray, and how it takes out the inside of us. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the non-believers, Zarbun. Ya'kulu wa yatamatta'u lika. They are like animals, they will eat and drink and pass the time. Yulhihimul amal. They just got some wild hopes that things are going to happen and they are unmindful. In other words, Muslims are not like that. Muslims don't waste their time in this entertainment and going here and going there and wasting their time. Time is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Time is a thing that we have to appreciate fully and wholly. Not a moment is to be wasted even out of Ramadan. Then in Ramadan, how much? To give one example, You have to go going on a journey by flight. There was, you left home in time, everything, but there was some traffic, there was an accident that took place, traffic jam or whatever, police, they were stopping the car, said, whatever, you got late there at the airport. Now when you check in, you just managed to check in. They told you, rush to the gate. Gate is closing in 20 minutes time. And then all the bars and barriers there, and then the airport has got you so and so gate, it will take you so long time. Now you only got 20 minutes, and they say in 18 minutes that it will take 18 minutes to get to the gate. So it means you have no time to wait. That 2 minutes is now no grace also. You have to be moving. As you are moving, your 5-6-year-old child, 8-10-year-old child sees a PlayStation, 9 months to go and play. You grab him by the hand, what do you want to play now? Your wife says, what's wrong with you play? Mm-hmm. The child, let him play on the PlayStation. But we all know that. How can you go on the PlayStation then? You will miss the flight. You got connecting flights. You got important meetings. You got other things to do. And you want to play. Wallah, if we realize which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we knew that we have to go to Jannah, we have to prepare for Jannah, we got no time for PlayStation. We got no time for holidays. We got no time for entertainment, golf, soccer, cricket. We got no time for it. A Muslim has got no time. We have to do that. But today we are overtaken by the non-believers. So we also feel sports is very important. And we also, nothing wrong with sports. Children must play. Take out the energy. Take out your energy in dua. For dua you need energy. Dua cannot be made if you are weak and you are like finished and you are like sleepy and you are asking for Jannah, but you are doing Jahannam in each place. Dua are not made like that. Dua is when you have got your energy. And you need your energy so much so. Ulama has written, when a young man gets married, then he loses all his energy. He's going in a different direction. Therefore, Ulama has said, your halal wife also. When you get married, don't make a halal every night. To keep, stock your energy. For your ibadah you need, for tilawat you need energy. For dua you need energy. This is where energy must be, it must channel out. Not that going to play soccer and to go and play cricket or something else. We need the energy for this. So this month of Ramadan, Allah has given. And Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. This is the month that Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Quran. Just before we go there, this is also a month that comes in the hadith of Abu Salman Farisi, radiallahu ta'ala. It's the month of sabr. And if a person gains sabr in the month of Ramadan, how many of us, we just can't tolerate, we're fighting with the wife all the time. We are fighting with the workers all the time. We've got no sabr whatsoever. Everything, we are rushing on the road. We are driving like maniacs on the road. No, Hafiz Abdul Aziz gave a very beautiful example. The driver in a car, there's one driver in a car, two drivers. And many, you get the people all notes they put in the car. When the wife always says, do this, do that for anyone, they say, who's driving? The driver is driving, you don't interfere. The driver drives. But if the nafs is the driver, he's like a drunkard. He's like a maniac, like a madman on the road. He drives so fast. When he comes to the green robot, he sees a sharp break. Like our taxis, poor chaps. When they, how they drive. And then poor people with their parcels and everything, some are gone this side, some are gone. If you got a driver like that. And when he's a green robot, he shoots fast. If you want to get off, but you can't get off also. Yeah, if you got left, left is the driver of our body. This is our condition. We are sitting in such a vehicle, you are doomed for destruction. When left is in charge, and if your ruh is in charge, you got a very sober, careful, very kind driver. He drives carefully, observes all the rules everywhere, and he stops nicely. He doesn't, the last minute he gives brake. The car in front, he comes with the speed and last minute he gives sharp brake. No, it's not like that. You are not tensed all the time. You are also comfortable. So when the roof is in charge, but if the left is in charge, which unfortunately I myself, I know. And this is not an occasion of holier than thou that I'm trying to lecture to you. I need it. I'm lecturing to myself. My own ears are the closest. And I know my condition. And I'm speaking of all my fault. Whoever benefits, I should be level also benefit. So with the left that is in charge is the stronger. Let us get the roof to be in charge. And there is no better occasion than the month of Ramadan. If a person just learns sabr in the month of Ramadan, wallah, he has done such a favor. One of our friends who is here, I was so happy, he came to Stefan, who was spending his 40 days in Attica. He said, I've come here because I've got pride in me, and I have to remove this pride. Fortunately, that person who recognizes his disease. And when he says, how many of us? If the doctor tell you, you got sugar. And he tells the doctor, you must be green and blue, must be having sugar. See, I know I haven't got sugar. Or you got high blood, you must be having high blood. Where I got high blood? I'm so cool, my whole family says there's nobody cooler than me. And you telling me I got high blood. But if a person realizes, I've got a problem. And I have to sort out my problem. And the person is genuine and he works, Allah is worthy. No matter who the sheikh is, who the sheikh is not, he is genuine according to his niyyah, Allah will give him. One of our friends has come to spend the 40 days. He came and he said, 3,000 times guru, 3,000 times his istighfar is making. Ramadan is still not yet, mashallah. So if we do that, we get the others also. They say they will come for Islam, but we don't see them offer us namaz also. What kind of Islam is there? There is no Islam in there. So Allah Ta'ala made it this month of Ramadan. It is a month of thinking of the poor. In this month, let us think of the poor. And again, here one thing that we go to extremists, the extreme. Allahu Akbar. Many of us now, Allah save us, it's a thing that looks like it's catching on a lot. That the restaurants are also cooked out for iftar. They're inviting the whole family for iftar in there. And where it comes in the hadith, you see somebody for iftar in soul of soul. What does he want? If you see a person iftar, there is so much of reward. So anyway, so this, whenever we go out of house, one friend of ours, good friend from Malaysia, Imam, mashallah, he saw that in Maghrib, at that time now, actually there is great effort to change. But he says, no namaz is for Maghrib. All are at the restaurant. 3-6 months before, restaurants are booked out, iftar is out. And what he says is coming in the hadith, that who feeds the person for iftar, he will get this reward. Doesn't mean that. See those people who got nothing, Allahu Akbar. Our one friend Yusuf Desai, mashallah, he works a lot in Burundi and those places. He says the people for iftar, dirty the water, puddle water on the ground. They take that and that drink. They got no water to drink. Khajur is out of the question. Clothes, they just got scant clothes, torn and tattered also. That's the place where this hadith applies to. Not all of us who can afford so much and then we are making and in the restaurants we go, the amount of wastage that takes place. No parda, man, woman, all sitting, the most probably music also taking place. And you want to apply the hadith to that place there, to the discourse. And you have to apply the hadith to all the filthy and dirty places. The hadith applies to those people who haven't got any food. You give them food. And the desire of Ramadan is ibadah. Now you go to all these places, your Sarawi is in jeopardy. Your Isha is Namaz is in jeopardy. What kind of a Ramadan is that? And you want to use hadith proof. That in the hadith, if you feed someone for his salah, then so does Sarawi.
Allah give us proper understanding of our deen, and that can only come when we stay with the ulama, and those ulama who will bring you towards Allah, who will bring you towards deen, not find every loophole and let you live a Western way of life. You ask an alim like that to make namaz in Bermuda, you say your sister is covered, your namaz is made, no problem. How can you give an answer like that? That in front of Allah, you can't go with your night clothes in front of Allah, who you are not prepared to meet in public in this dunya, you can't go with that kind of clothes in front of Allah. You must dress properly, you are in front of the gracious, the King of Kings, how great He is. Yes, sometimes it happens. Crooks came in the house, they stole all your clothing, you only had a kabuda, which you shouldn't have in the first place. Now don't miss your project, Namaz, leave it in there. In such an instant, now you are helpless, leave it in there. Not that you make it a norm, you go for holidays, you have 5 times Namaz, first, Takbira, Ula. Now you are gone for holidays, now there you are reading your Namaz in your kabuda. No trophy, nothing whatsoever. Somebody asks you to read Namaz without trophy, but trophy is not a first. It's sunnah, and it's not sitter also. So your namaz will be made. How can you give an answer like that? To explain to the person, trophy is the crown of a mu'min. It's the honor of a mu'min. And in namaz, when you're standing in front of Allah, not only trophy, but use amama also. And stand in a dignified way. How Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand. Stand like that. Yes, it happened one day. You were traveling on your road, and the window was open, and your trophy flew out. Now you haven't got trophy. Now you have to make Zahar Namaz, no trophy. Now what you're going to do? Either you take your handkerchief like you were small with the saw, knocks on this. So you make your trophy like this with that. Or you've got a cap, you wear your cap. Otherwise you haven't got anything, make your Namaz without trophy in a helpless condition. Not that you said to the person, give him a blanket permission. That no problem, Namaz without trophy, no problem, the Namaz will be made. All this for many things of our human folk also. They ask questions, and unfortunately, most of the answers, some loophole somewhere that we find, and something that refers to something else, that we are giving permission for this. Bring all on the mizaj of deen. Bring all on the temperament of deen. And when it's a desperate person, no problem. Sharia is not so stiff and hard. On that occasion, you do it that way. But not that you give a blanket and open license just to do as you want to. Our Sharia says so beautifully that Tawbah, Allah has given us the Tawbah, and on the night of Mi'raj, besides Namaz, Allah gave two other great, great gifts to the Ummah. One was Tawbah. And Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah so wide. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that towards Sham, the north of Medina Sharif, the door of Tawbah is so wide, and it won't close till the sun rises from the west. Till that day, the doors of Tawbah are open. And for every individual, till Sakarat overtakes the person, we see it now Akhirah. He sees Malakul Maud, and he stops seeing people of this dunya. Tell that their du'as are accepted. Allah says this also on a great thing. Allahu Akbar. But if you let us understand, little bit what is Tawbah. I'm a boss, I'm a husband, I'm the father, I've got that, and if my wife disobeys me openly, and that's all wrong thing. Which husband in the world is going to tolerate her? Your worker in front of you is disobeyed, doesn't do your work. He speaks against you, he does all wrong. Who is going to tolerate him? Allah is the being that says, just ask me for mom, I forgive. As soon as you ask me, I forgive. How can the person do that? Really, we think, yeah, Allah, you really have you so forgiving, and Allah forgive. Allah is Ghafurul Wadud, Allah loves to forgive. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, and Allah forgives, He doesn't just forgive. Like a person was guilty of some crime, they found him guilty, he applies to state president, prime minister, for clemency, that he was, okay, we will grant it to you. But they're not going to say, now we made you mark the stand, capital crime for treason, you went against the government. And we will still be let you off, it's okay, this time. But they won't say, we'll give you 10 farms also. And he'll give you 20 supermarkets and 20 blocks of flats also. Allah is that being when he makes ma'ah, he gives so much ma'ah. He gives you more than what you had before. Allah is that good. And the month of Ramadan is the month to ask forgiveness from Allah. Allah forgives twice during the month of Ramadan. Ask for our parents. For many of us, have said, we knew our parents were but we, namaz, they were not regular. This they were but we, that they were but we. There were many things. This is the time we ask maafi for this. What is the condition in the qabr? We don't worry. When we also go in there, what will be our condition? Our family people, our friends, people who have done favors to us. They are so kind and good to us, but they also some weakness. Ask forgiveness for that. There is a month to ask for forgiveness also. There is a month of showing kindness, generosity. Open our heart and what we can give, what we give. Allah Ta'ala, this comes in the hadith, charity never diminish the wealth of any person. By giving charity, your wealth never comes down. And interest destroys the wealth of the person. Outwardly again, he says seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. But we see they are giving charity. We gave 100 grand, we gave 1,000, we gave 5,000, we gave it out. We see by money we gave less. The words of Allah's Rasul, 100% true, that money doesn't decrease, it increases. And interest, we see with our eyes, the money is increasing. But the word of Rasul, that 100% that is going to be destroyed. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, one person complained that crooks came, they robbed me and they took all my money and that. Mufti Sahib said, make shukr, that haram money, it was haram money. That haram money of yours, it just went away, make shukr, it's gone. Otherwise that haram will make them cut your stomach also. Take your life also, your life will also go with that haram. Your wife will go with that haram. Your wife will get, Allah protect her, that it's not nice. Your wife will get raped in front of you, that haram will cause all this. Stay with Allah. Manana Yunus Patel, Jazakumullah Khair. How beautiful he said, if I got 100 rands of haram, of interest, I'm collected. Understand, I got 100 pigs in my life. Okay? One pig is more than enough. I got 1,000 rand of haram, I got 1,000 pigs with me. Eh? So this haram only brings haram and destruction. So anyway, the month of Ramadan. And we cannot exhaust the subject. Nobody can. And that's the month of Ramadan. Who can? Nobody can. And then the Quran Sharif. That is the month of Ramadan and Nabi unzira fihi al-Quran. This Quran, the word Quran is qira'at. It means that it has to be recited. Recited all the time. If we do our recitation in Ramadan, how many of us are such? I hope I've got the wrong estimation. But I try a little bit, ask some friends, that it appears that many of us are not making one khatam also in Ramadan. Right? One good ayah. A very good ustad of get the children going in the Quran. About the 20th rosa somewhere there, I asked him a few years ago, how many suparas you read? He said, 2 suparas. Then he said, well, 20th, then when is he going to read the whole Quran? And if we don't make one khatam in Ramadan, when are we going to make khatam? The bare minimum of Quran, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, 2 khatams for the year. It appears at least one in Ramadan, one in the balance of the year. If we are not doing that, and it's not difficult in that, just read 2 rukus a day, you will finish your whole Quran Sharif. Ramadan, after every namaz, just read quarter supara. You will read more. And quarter supara will take you, from one, not a half, about 8-10 minutes it will take you. For a half, you will do it much more quicker, otherwise it will take 8-10, and you can finish your whole Quran. Allah give us connection with Quran. It's a great kitab, Hablullah. It is the rope of Allah who holds under the Quran here for help onto a rope that will never break. And who is holding Allah Ta'ala's side? Allah will never let it loose. Allah will pull you to Him. We must not let loose from our side. We hold on to the Quran, read Quran Sharif as much as possible. Quran will make your hidayah. Quran is Furqan. It will show you in all your decision making what to do, what not to do. All the time we have to make decisions. Now some of us may be thinking also, as I still sit till the end of the bayan, I must get up and go. Just one on it's not going to finish. But I get up and go now. You have to make a decision there. Otherwise, my wife will going to take me to Tah. One person, 2 o'clock in the morning, was going on the road. Police stopped him. What are you doing 2 o'clock in the morning? Nobody is supposed to be on the road. He said, I'm going to listen to Bayan. 2 o'clock in the morning, Bayan? He said, when I go home, I'm waiting. I'm heading Bayan now. So to make that decision, every time, whatever we have to make decisions with our children, they want this, they want that, wife wants this, neighbors with them, all the time. If we read Quran, Allah will guide us to correct decision. And when Allah guides us to the correct decision, how good and fortunate it is. So Allah has given us Quran. أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس هداية ومرقان من كان وبينات من الهدى والفرقان بينات قرآن بيانات بيان القرآن شريف and what beautiful teaching. One place, I can't remember now, reading Quran a few days ago, Quran says there are those people who like to go the in-between path. Make him also happy, make him also happy. And then what you get? You get a smack from this side and a smack from this side. Just make one Allah happy. Follow the truth. Today our nature, mudahanat ki deen, that a ulama also, that I must make all happy. One person, wife came and complained, my husband is like this, he's like this, he's like this. Yeah, you right, he's wrong. So she went and tell the husband, you see, I told you, Maulana also says that you wrong, I'm right. So he went to Maulana. And if my wife is like this, and she is like that, oh no. So he told him, you right, she's wrong. So their problem, whatever it was, Maulana's wife said, how can you say both of them? He's also right, she's also right. He said, you right. He's also right. So it doesn't work like that. He's right, the man is wrong. But today we have to make everyone. It doesn't work. And the Quran says, they look for a path in between. Make him also happy. And the eventual result of that is, he also slaps you on the side. And he also slaps you on the side. And you're not anywhere on either side. So anyway, this is the Quran, a great gift also. هُدَى لِلَّهِ وَبَيْنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ Those of us who find the month with the conditions Quran has written, then celebrate this month. The Quran has come. The month of Ramadan. How to celebrate it? Allah gave us the greatest way by fasting. Wow. Celebration is not only by feasting. There is feasting. Aqeeqa is feasting. And walima is feasting. Qurbani is feasting, but there is fasting also in Islam. Allah give us, when our children are sick, or somebody else, all the time, don't only give sadaqah and spend money, sometimes fast also. By that also you draw Allah's rahmat. Either problems you have got, your business, something is going wrong, you don't know where the money is going, you're trying to find out, turnover is there, everything, but there's no balance, what's happening? Keep fast also, Allah will open it. And many of us want that miracle that I must know what is happening. Allah must open it up. But Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problems. So Allah says, for the difficult condition, fast also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah has did little tawfiq, and the brothers who help so much. We try to have a little program in the month of Ramadan. So many brothers come 40 days, 10 days before Ramadan. They spend the time. Try and spend your time and find out what Ramadan is. At least so much. If we not well applied ourselves, at least understand. Ramadan is not something to be frightened about. So Ramadan is not something that we have to feel a big problem and burden is coming. Ramadan is something that we have to look for. And when Allah brings the day that we get into Ramadan, we will understand that what the pleasure deen is, what the pleasure namaz is, du'as are. And if we can cry, say that there's a beach in Bombay, Chopati is a famous beach. And they sell Chiru. We all know what is Chiru. And that is nice and strong also. And when one person bought it in that newspaper, they make like a phone. And filled with the children. He's eating it, and tears are coming out from his eyes. From his nose also, water is coming out. And it looks like from his ears also. Poor man is suffering. But when he finishes it, he goes and buy another one. Somebody says, somehow you finish this. Why not? He says, what? You know what a child is. When we will know what Ramadan is, people will see we not talking like selfie faces. We are all the time and yet, poor men have a gift now. It looks like perhaps a receiver for that is a problem, it's not a heavy problem. Just ask him what enjoyment he's getting. In that world, what enjoyment. Other people are rushing to open their roza. He's getting here, he doesn't hear silent, he doesn't hear alert. He's in his world all the time. Allah bring that condition for us. MashaAllah, there are such people who are amongst us also. May Allah make us also like that. And we enjoy this great effort which Allah has put. And Ramadan is the time for feasting, spiritual feasting.
the Istighfar of Ramadan that we, our Istighfar, now we know all the savouries and all the starters and all the desserts and all, everything will be there. Ramadan, Allah has given us roza, Allah has given us dua, Allah Ta'ala has given us zikr. These are all the spiritual and it's so delicious. And when you start eating that and getting that enjoyment, you won't be able to give it up. And then, inshallah, finish up. Mawlana Inam al-Hasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, if you spend your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like me. If we know what we know what is Ramadan, we spend our whole life is spent. When mort will come, it will be a pleasure. Today, everyone makes dua for the next person, Allah give you a long life. Long life is not the word. Life on Iman. Whether you die young, you die old, but you die on Iman. Connection with Allah, love of Allah Ta'ala. That is something you cherish. How many people have died young? One lady in Bombay, involved in the work of Tabligh and Da'wah, mashallah, what the she involved? Somebody saw her in a dream, just quite some time ago. She said that, we were reading Munkar Nakir going to come, and Hisab, Kitab, nothing like that. They just took me and put me in Jannah. Yeah, Allah give us like that. There's no food, Sirat, no nothing. Yeah, Allah just puts you into Jannah. So that is whether you're 20 years old, whether you're 120 years old. The long span, we just worry about long span. There is a lot of Iman for one another. Today somebody is sick, I was here. Nobody is really worried. Few people. Allah keep Iman in order. Otherwise all long life. Eh? That's just long life. You want so long life? Try long life first. This was long life all the time. Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for akhirah and to make our end of Ramadan in the month. So those who wish to, every masjid will have programs. We are also, every masjid, take part in those programs. And who want to come, you are most welcome to come also, and then inshallah, take benefit. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, that salam become common. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired it and he said, "Akshu salam bainakum." Make salam common amongst you. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq. Let us be the means that in the whole world you make us the means to become, let salam become alive and it spread in the whole world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us appreciate this great and honorable month of Ramadan. Let it not only be words on our tongues and words on our ears. Oh Allah, let it penetrate the crevices of our hearts, oh Allah. Let us understand what you have wanted with Ramadan is. Let us not be sorry in the akhirah that you gave us 50, 60, 70 Ramadan, but we didn't appreciate 1 minute of Ramadan. Oh Allah, the glorious kitab of Quran Sharif you have blessed us with. What a kitab you have given us. Oh Allah, we have shown no love, no respect, no what the Quran Sharif is. Let us understand this kitab, oh Allah. Give us the love of this kitab. Make it our iman, oh Allah. Let us follow according to the Quran Sharif, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let this Ramadan be a glorious Ramadan for us. Let it be a turning point in our lives and for the whole ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all the haram and wrong things which are taking place in the world, whether they are discourse, whether they are drugs, whether they are alcohol, whether they are humanizing, whether they are haram, destroy all this haram, the woman's blood and homosexuality, and oh Allah, woman's freedom, whatever wrong is taking place in the world, oh Allah, you are in control and you are in charge. We beg you, Allah, destroy all this, oh Allah, and bring every command of your command. Make the whole ummah say namazi, oh Allah. Let us all perform our namazi. Let us all appreciate the month of Ramadan, oh Allah. Let us all appreciate the Quran Sharif, oh Allah. Every command of yours, let it come alive in our lives, oh Allah. Use us as a means of that, oh Allah. With ease and object and serenity, oh Allah. We beg you, ya Allah. We are shukat, oh Allah. We are hate, ya Allah. We are drowning in sin. A person who is drowned cannot save himself. You save a drowned person also, oh Allah. You save everyone. You are ours, oh Allah. We don't know how to thank you, how to thank our Nabi, alayhi salatu wa salam, that he taught us to
Sharif, that you are wahdahu la Sharif, that you kept our honor, that you are not going to stones and asking them, that you are not asking some tree, O Allah, we are not going to ask some snake to help us, O Allah, we are asking you, O Allah, you are our Allah, you are wahdahu la Sharif, you are ala kulli shayin qadir, you are bi kulli shayin alim, O Allah, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم لا تخزنا فإنك بنا عالم ولا تعذبنا فإنك علينا قادر. اللهم لك صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي وإليك معادي ولك ربي تراثي. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.